I knew I'd find you in here, Songbird. The winds outside are howling tonight like wolves. There's a snowstorm sweeping over these cold mountains. I don't think it'll go away anytime soon. Aren't you glad to be inside? Safe and warm? No. Do you not like the comforts of the castle, dear Hunter? I've kept you in luxury, but I can always arrange a bed for you down in the dungeons, if you prefer. It's not what you want. Trust me. What are you writing? Letters to your friends and family back home? Hoping they'll be reading these someday. No? Then perhaps you're writing a letter to your cat. You were separated from her during the invasion, weren't you? You poor thing. I can only imagine how difficult it must be losing a pet. I know I'd be absolutely bereft if I couldn't find you. No response. Maybe you're journaling again, penning down what's inside your head, writing about me. Will you let me take a look this time? Oh, darling. When do I ever force you to do anything? I can be persuasive. But I'd never force you to share things with me you didn't want. Except one. Though I think you give that one rather willingly. You wouldn't want me to starve to death now, would you? I don't think I can starve to death. Going without blood weakens me, but it's not quite like someone stabbing an enchanted cross into my cold, dead heart. And you came so close to doing that, didn't you? I wonder what stopped you sometimes. You're young for a hunter. Not enough anguish or alcohol yet to numb you to killing my kind. A fledgling just learning to spread his wings and fly. But killing vampires is what you were trained to do, weren't you? Would you have hesitated had it been some other vampire in my place? Or am I just special? The silent treatment again? I could thrall you to make these conversations a little less one-sided, but what'd be the fun in that? I enjoy the stoic facade you seem to like putting on so much. Makes it all the more fun to watch it fall apart later. I'm sorry. I didn't quite get that. What? Doesn't matter, dear Hunter. None of this matters? I see. Why is that? Oh. You'll break free of all this one day. I believe in you, Songbird. Yes, you'll be flying out of this castle in no time, and you'll tell all your fellow hunters, what remains of them anyway, about what a monster I am. I totally believe in you. You can do it. You always stay cooped up in here, with your silly little books and your diary. I've given you freedom to roam around the castle. It'd be lovely running into you in the hallway sometimes. We could chat. Maybe I could even hold your hand and take you for a walk outside. Being stuck in here all day must get boring. No? So tell me, what keeps you riveted to your desk? What do you write in that little diary, pet? I'd genuinely like to know, if you'll show me. Yes, I do have to feed. But what's wrong with a little foreplay? Or is it that, when you're with a girl, you just like to get straight into it? I thought you'd have more class than that. Oh, please, don't stare at me all scandalized. I don't know what they taught you in that village of yours, but life's too short not to have fun. Especially for humans. And we could be having so much fun if you just listen. I could really teach you a thing or two about women, you know. What are you afraid of? Do you think letting yourself get close to a creature of the night, such as me, will corrupt your soul? Cause your god to shun you away from his light and abandon you? Well, I'd say he has already done that. You've been my guest for quite a while now, haven't you? Well, that's what you are. You're my treasured guest. Do you still insist on thinking of yourself as a prisoner here? Suit yourself, pet. Who am I to deny you of your beliefs? In the end, all that matters is you're in a plush little cage to which only I hold the key. Like a little songbird with nowhere to go. With no one to be with. But me. And I do so love the music you make. Yes, yes. I know you'd rather be down in the dungeon than in this room I gave you. I've heard it before. You've taught yourself to hate vampires. Especially the one that conquered you. My kindness irritates you. And that's why I like doing it. It's fun to see resistance and doubt duel each other in your eyes. You aren't sure what to feel. And it's adorable. You intrigue me, human. But the night is still young. What are you writing, my sweet? A story? Really? I like stories. What's this one about? I see. A young hero sets out into the dark forest, where the devil is rumored to live. He's tired of seeing people around him getting killed by demons who attack in the night. So he and his friends embark on a long journey to find the devil who's behind all this. And inside the dark forest, everyone loses their way and perishes, except the hero. Only he, at last, finds the devil. He draws his sword, but finds the blade is broken. What happens then? He fights the devil anyway. Oh. He's not as strong as he thought himself to be. But he continues to fight. He wants to give meaning to the deaths of his friends and family, you say. Even if there isn't any. And so, in the end, as he's on the verge of dying himself, the devil spares him. The devil offers him everything he could ever want if he surrenders willingly. The devil tries to tempt and corrupt him into joining the Legion's Fell. Do you mind if I draw the blinds? The storm is raging so fiercely, I can almost feel the icy wind on my skin. Please, go on. I'm just lighting some scented candles. Thought I'd set the mood for what is to come. I see. The hero still doesn't give in. The forest is dark, and he can't see the light in front of him. He doesn't know when he lost his way, but he gets up, grips the broken sword, and on aching legs, rushes at the devil again. I'll never know why humans die fighting for something that doesn't exist. What value do you find in things intangible? I was born a vampire. I only appreciate what's in front of me. I enjoy the scent of blood coursing through your veins. The sound of your heart picking up ever so slightly as I step closer. The taste of your delicious blood, spicy yet sweet. That's meant only for me, as you bare your neck right now. I enjoy the sight of you offering yourself to me, and only me. You only flinched a little, this time as I cupped your cheek. And you aren't backing away as I slowly run my fingers down to your chin. Trace around your jaw. Gently stroke them down your neck. Then caress them back up your cheek. Past your ear here. Brushing them through your hair. And then cradling the back of your head, like this. You may pretend to hate me, but you offered me your neck just now, even without being told. You already know what happens. I've conditioned you well, haven't I, my little hunter? Good boy. extra gentle this time. My fangs are absolutely aching to bite into these pretty little veins. Oh, I can't wait any longer. Yes, keep making those whimpers for me. Such a good boy. You're such a good boy for me. Do you like it when I stroke your hair as I fade? My nails running along your scalp make you feel a little tingly, don't they? I'll take that as a yes. I just need a little more. And then I'll let you sleep. Agreed? Good. Are you all right, my dear? You look a little drained. You'd probably be rolling your eyes right now if you weren't so exhausted. You can barely sit straight. Maybe it took a little more than usual. That's okay. Hush. I'll carry you to your bed. Let's get you tucked under these blankets. Oh, but I left such a mess on your neck. This just won't do. Hey, don't struggle. I know that feels good, but I might drop you if you don't stay still. And I do need to wipe these droplets away. There. All better. I think you enjoy this more than you'd have me believe, Ben. Yes, it is cold outside. That's why you've got all these soft, warm, comforting blankets. Does my little songbird like his nest? Good. I like caring for you. I've never had someone to call my own before. I think I could get used to this. You know? What am I doing? Why, I'm getting into your bed. Did you not want me to? I know. I don't usually do this. This is your room, and I want you to feel safe in it. But I enjoyed holding you earlier as I fed. It felt nice just holding you in my arms. Do you mind if I hold you a little longer? You're right. I suppose I don't need permission to hold and caress what is mine. But if you really don't want me to leave, I'll go. I promise. The corridors in this castle are long and cold. Even more so this time of night. And I think I scare even my guards and attendants sometimes. They'll never admit it, but I can tell. Everyone sees me as Countess. What I'm supposed to be, and not who I am behind the crown. The red eyes, the fangs. No one has looked at me like you do in a long time. Being with you, listening to the song in your words, it reminds me of things I'd forgotten long ago. But maybe I'm just imagining things. I'm sorry, my sweet. Thank you for letting me stay. I really do appreciate it. You know, you never really told me how that story ends. Does the hero kill the devil? Or does he never leave the dark forest again? You don't know yet. Don't worry. I'm sure you'll figure it out eventually. You might not be able to kill vampires, but you can probably finish off the story. Hey, keep your head down. How else am I supposed to play with your hair? Whatever am I ever going to do with you? Come here. I've got you. You're safe. I've got you. I promise. I'll visit your village tomorrow. I'm going to go look for your cat. I know you miss her. Don't worry. Cats can take care of themselves. And I'm sure she still remembers you. I'll bring her back. That'd make you happy, wouldn't it? Good. I like seeing you happy. Maybe my heart's not as dead as I thought it was. I wonder whose fault that could be. No, it's nothing. I was just wondering how soft your hair feels. Sweet dreams, pet. Now sleep as I sing you a lullaby. So to furerarete kono hoho no tsumetasa ni yatto kizuita asa me ga samete tori no koe ni hajimete kizuku yo ni 突然まだ知らない何も心が求めてるもの知らないの空ばかり見ていたいつからこうしてあの雲の真下へ思いを飛ばして夢の続きを生きるみたい頼りない私でも愛して胸の泉にある涙はどんな色なの悲しみは朝の光が今孤独を包んだあなたが目を開けて微笑む瞬間空ばかり見ていた窓から遠くへあの雲の真下へ連れて行って両手には溢れ出す綺麗な感情あなたに捧げたいそっと触れていてそっと